Praise the Lord, message number 55. The title of the message, Sheltering Our Children is God's Mandate for Holiness, Part 3. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Bless this time that you give us, Lord, and use it for your glory. I pray that your message will be clear to your people, and not my lips, and put verses and statement to encourage your people and lead them in the right way. Lead us as a church in the right way to care for our children and raise them up in the fear of the Lord and in the way that you want them to grow. We pray that the message will carry teaching, discipline, correction and guidance, and there will be a fruit of deliverance, salvation, sanctification, and parents and family, they will commit their lives and ways to raise up their children in the fear of yours. Lord, we pray that your message and your word will bring you glory and honor. Take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach your people who are waiting to hear your word. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalm 101, verse 3, the word of God say, I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. The psalmist here is saying that I will not set before my eyes, I will not allow my eyes to see bad things. And he say also that the deeds of the bad people, evil people I hate, they will not come into my life. Now, we will speak here about what are the things that we can see with our eyes that are bad or vile, and God does not want us to use our eyes for these things. And you will reflect that in the life of the children that God had given to us, how their eyes should not be used for bad things. One of the things that we need to protect our children, or we need to plug out from their eyes, or cut off or throw away, is the TV. TV, one of the instruments that every house have a TV. Most of the people, they watch TV and they say we spend good time, and or we waste time, or we will just finish our time or extra time that we have on TV. And some of the families, they allow their children to watch TV, and especially they want them to watch TV because they will keep quiet and they can do their work, the parents, and the children, they will sit, they will not make noise as long as they are watching their TV. Is TV harmful? Yes. What are the programs that children are seeing on the TV? They are bad programs. And they will see vile things also. Possibility of vile things they will see. Evil things. Movies, dramas, in news. Violence, corrupt things, crimes, accidents, calamities are all on TVs nowadays. And here our children will be the victim for that thing. In the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 21 to verse 22, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother Raka is answerable to the Sanhedrin, but anyone who says you fool will be in danger of the fire of hell. Here we speak about that the things that we should not speak bad to one another. And we also teach our children not to speak bad to one another. But when we allow them to watch TV, they will see bad things, and they will hear also bad things and bad statements and bad words maybe. We need to protect our children from that source of input, the visual input and the audio input. Input to their eyes to see bad things, and to their ears to hear and to learn bad things. They will start to speak terms of the street, go to hell, oh my gosh, a lot of things they will learn from TV, even expression or some pose on face. A lot of things the TV can give them, and that is ungodly. As we spoke before, the children, they cannot discern what is right and wrong. Second, they cannot also filter out what is wrong, even if they know what is wrong. And third, they cannot protect themselves. So they are very vulnerable material God had placed in our hands, and we need to protect them. You know, most of the children, they are allowed to watch cartoon. Tom and Jerry, Hickel and Jekyll, and whatever cartoon there. But what they will learn from these cartoons? They will learn naughtiness. What they see from this movie of cartoon, they will try to imitate. They will see naughtiness, fighting, making jokes, learning naughty things. They will see it from these cartoon movies. Also, a lot of things around you. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, all these are ungodly figures. And if we allow our children to watch such things, these will inculcate in their mind and thought and in their eyes. They will try to imitate the Superman or the Batman or the Spider-Man who is jumping from building to building, or jumping from high on the ground. These all not the truth. These all things not of God. When our children, they will see these things, this will encourage in them the boasting and showing off, learning bad things, promote them to be ambitious, push them to do certain things just to prove that they are able, or to be at the level of the standard that they are seeing on TV, and that's why TVs are one of the things that we need to block out from our homes and from the reach out of our kids, our children, that the Lord had placed in our hands. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 27 and 28 and 29. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. One of the things that the children will learn, they will saw, they will see girls and women, what they are singing, they show part of their bodies that should not be exposed, shoulders, thighs. These all are in TV, in addition to the pornographic programs that are there. One day or another, if your child will continue to watch on TV, one day he will see all these things. Whether you like it or no, as you give him the opportunity to go to these sites, to use TV, and you know very well that your child can't protect himself, one day the devil will push him to see all these things. To every age, there's harms. What your child is seeing now, it will affect him to grow and to have right mind and right thought of what he is seeing. If you allow your child to see movies and violence and actions movie and horror movie, that will bring sadness, fear in his heart. Also with teaching violence, you will find your child fighting and jumping and quarreling, all coming from the bad effect of what he is seeing. Garbage in and garbage out. Seeing girls singing, dancing for worldly things, he will learn all these things. What he see, he swallow and then he will take it out. You know, the way he behave, the way he speak, and if you don't control it as he grow, that will be manifested in his life. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 23, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be fully of light. Again, I'll repeat it. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. How the eyes will be good? It means strong eyes? They have strong vision? No. The eyes are good. It means with what you are seeing, Are you seeing good things or bad things? Of what you see, that will reflect on the whole part of your body. Your whole body will be full of light. But if you see bad things, your whole body will be corrupted and will be dark. Some they allow their children to go to Facebook, internet surfing, and again, they will see and they will listen bad things, even if they direct them to good side. But as you give them the freedom and the authority, they will go one day to a bad sites, and you are not aware of all that. In verse 23, but if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, when we allow our children to see, to watch, to listen, and their ears and eyes getting input of bad things, that will affect the whole body of them. Even games, electronic games, and most of these games are supernatural things they will present to the child. Heroes and Batman and Superman and people achieving supernatural things. What they are teaching our children? These all lies of devil. There are no truth in all these things. Destroying building, someone driving fast cars, causing accident, and they are safe. It teaches them to be violent, to be abusive, boasting. What they are seeing, they will be enticed to imitate what they are seeing in these action zone toys, in these games, in these electronic games. Our children, they can play with toys, cubes, animals, cars, trains. These are things that they can build good things in their mind about it, and we can direct them. But these electronic games, it will first give them wrong picture about the truth and reality, and second, these games or the TV and the Facebook or the internet program or the web page will make them addicted to these things. The whole body will be occupied with TV. The whole body will be occupied with the electronic game, because they are enticed to watch more. They are enticed to play more. They are enticed to get more points. They are already in competition. They are already, their heart, not for God. The word of God says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. But if our children are engrossed with TV, Facebook, computer, internet, electronic games, mobiles, games, now where is the heart, where is the mind, where is the soul, where is the strength and the concentration of our children? Is it for the Lord? No, it is not for God. The Lord gave us children. The Lord gave you children. Don't let your children be lost. Don't give your children to TV, to internet, to the games. These are becoming another parents. Our children should not be loyal or addictive or set on these things. You know, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, our children is not enough to know Jesus. It is not enough also for them to be born again. But they need to be sanctified. They need to set their heart and mind on things above. Let's read Colossians chapter 3 verse 1-4. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ is, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. The word of God here that we have read, He say, set your heart and set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Now, when we allow our children to sit on TV, and most of the children who sit on TV, on games, on internet, Facebook, sooner or later they will be addicted to these things. Now, where is their mind and where is their heart? Is not on God anymore. Is on TV. Is on programs. You ask me why I don't watch TV. First reason, I don't have time. Second reason, I don't want to corrupt myself. Third reason, I don't want to harm myself. I don't want to waste my effort, my time, the resources that God give me. I need to have time to read my Bible, to pray, to work, to do my assignment in the house, my family assignment. I need to do my assignment to the church, to the lost. I need to do a lot of things, and I don't have time on these things. The same for our children. When our children are sitting on these things, their heart and their mind and their soul and their strength are grabbed by these things. Their heart will be stolen. Their mind will be stolen. They will become addicted. They will try their best to escape other responsibilities, to keep their commitment to the TV or to the electronic games or to the Facebook, to the internet, because they are addicted and no more they are satisfied with little watch. And that's why it's like addiction to smoking, like addiction to alcohol. They become addicted. That's why we don't allow smoking, we don't allow alcohol, even little. After that you'll be addicted. And your body is the temple of God. It should not be spoiled by such things. The same, our children. They have body, soul, mind, heart, spirit. And we need to protect them from such thing. Their heart and their mind, they should be set on the Lord. They need to sleep on time. And they need to wake up on time. They need to sleep early and wake up early. They should sleep well. That's why when they will watch TV and games, electronic games and internet, that will take out from their time. they will try to wake up more, to watch of these things more. They will sleep late, they will wake up late. They will not read the Bible. They will not have time to pray. They will escape when we call them for family worship. Their assignment for study and schooling will be affected. Their assignment in the house, helping the parents, doing, arranging their beds, helping the mother and the father in the things in the house. I need my child to be with me, not on TV. I am his father, not the TV. Me and his mother are the parents, not the TV, not the electronic game, not the mobile game, not the Facebook, not the internet. When our children, we allow them to go into such things, sooner or later they'll become loyal to these things. And when you call your child to do these things, he will make many excuses. When you call your child to eat, he will come late. When you call your child to sleep, he will sleep late. When you call your child to do certain things to help you, he will not come. Or he will come quickly and he will try to go quickly back on TV station, on the electronic games station, on the internet station. You are losing your child. He is no more under your control. He is no more available for you to listen to the word of God and to see you and to watch you and to learn from you. There's a nice story in the book of 1 Samuel about that. 1 Samuel chapter 3. First Samuel chapter 3, and we will read from verse 1 onward. We will read verse 1 to verse 9. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am," and he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you call me?" But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You call me?" "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you call me?" Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now here, the beautiful things here. When God was calling Samuel, Samuel realized, he thought that the priest Eli is the one who is calling him. We know that Hannah, the mother of Samuel, had dedicated her son to the Lord, so she brought him to the house of God, and he was under the spiritual care and under the parenting care of the priest Eli. So he was like a father to him. Once he hear a voice, at once he go on and run. The Bible say he ran 3 times while he was sleeping. He heard the voice. He heard the voice of his father and he ran. It's so beautiful when you call your child and your child, he come quickly and run to you. Yes, Dad, you call me? It is so beautiful. Yes, Mommy, you call me? When there is no gap between you and your child, he will run to you quickly when you call him. You know, here the mind of Samuel was not occupied with TV or internet or games or friends. These are the things when are they in the life of our children. Then when you call them 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, they cannot hear because their mind and their thought are occupied by other things. We should not allow TVs, internet, Facebook, electronic games, and the rest of other rubbish things that might the Holy Spirit remind you right now as you listen to the message. We should not allow these things to take the hearts of our children away from the Lord and away from us as a parents. The word of God say, honor your father and your mother. And that is the first command of the Lord with the promise, so that you will enjoy long life. We can read that in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. It's one of the 10 commandments. Paul mentioned it here in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that this may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now the Lord had instructed our children to obey us and to honor us, but how they can obey us if they are listening to other things, other programs, other direction, entertainment? We have given our children to the TVs and these programs to nurture them and to feed them. Then when you call on your child, he will not listen to you. You find yourself working hard, preparing food, preparing everything for your child, arranging everything, but his mind is not with you. His mind with TV and other things, and that is your fault because you have given your child to such things. Don't expect your child will honor you if you allow your child under the control of these things that are harmful to him. Some, they may say that we allow our children to watch Christian materials or scientific things that they may help them. You know, we cannot deny the educational value of TV or internet. And we cannot deny also there are good Christian programs. But the point here, when our children are watching, they are not putting in their mind the education aspect. They are putting in their mind the entertainment aspect of it. There they was, we allow them to watch Christian things. There's educational things about it important. But we can give the same things to them as a parents, as a church. But what is the drawback of these things? Our children, they will watch it not because it is good things, because for them it is just entertainment. They love the sound and they love the action and they love the company of other children, and their heart will be drawn not after the Lord, after flesh things, after their own desire of entertainment and making fun and play. So here, even the Christian channels, they are good in the material. I will not speak about the validity. Some of these Christian channels are good in materials, but some of these channels are bad. But even to the good, what I'm saying, our children, they are not seeing it as education, but they will see it as entertainment. Yes, there's some education they are getting, but the entertainment part that will take the time and the strength and desire of our children to follow God and listen to our instruction will be overshadowed the benefits that they will receive. So we need to be watchful, even with the Christian channels. We need to restrict them on watching them, because even if you allow them to watch little, after that, if you are not aware, they will continue to watch and the little will become much, and then the same addiction process will affect our kids. There are things need to be plugged out, cut off and throw away from the life of our kids. The Lord gave us children and we need to raise them up in the ways of the Lord. We speak now about toys. Good to have toys, but in small amounts only, because again he will be fully occupied, the child with them. Time factor is very important. Our children must know stewardship from their young age. Toys are money. In addition to the money, it is also time consuming for the child. If you give him too much toys, he will be time consuming. There are good toys like animal toys, cars, trains, cubes, that it help him, help his imagination in the right way. He will learn also, and also they are safe toys. It will not cause him addiction, not like the TV or electronic games. We should eliminate from our children guns and the other weapons that will push them to be aggressive or tease them to harm. We have to be careful about that. We spoke about the electronic games and about PlayStations. We need to totally avoid these things because it will inculcate in their minds boastful thoughts and showing off, and they will become rude, aggressive, ambitious, hot temper, less patient, lack of self-control, because they are seeing some figures that are violent, aggressive, short temper, easily angered, fighters, quarrelers, troublemakers, and they want to imitate such things. For girls, they can have toys. Girls prefer to have a small doll, like a baby. But there are dolls like Barbie's toys that emphasize on a dress that is expensive or hair that well treated and jewels. We avoid Barbies and toys and the other dolls that is show such things because our girls should not learn worldly things. In 1 Peter chapter 3, and verse 3 and 4, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Verse 5, for this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands. Now here, what are the beauty of the woman? It is not from outward adornment, and that is where these dolls are speaking about outward things. Expensive dress, golds, jewels, ornaments, all these are pushing the girls toward worldly things. Makeup, and also in addition to makeup, hair preparation, coloring the hair. But these are not the beauty that God wants us to show as a woman. And that is not the beauty that we need to teach our daughters to show off. These are the worldly things. What they need to learn? The girls, not these things, but the inner beauty of the woman should be a gentle and quiet spirit, that they are submissive to their husband, not to inculcate on them or inject in them that when they will grow, they should ask all these things, expensive dress, ornaments, jewels, putting makeups, and treating their hairs. All these are worldly things, cost money. It takes the heart and the mind of the girls away from God, and it will set them on the next harmful stage when they are growing into youth period of life. What the thing that we don't want our children to do when they are old, we should not provide it for them when they are young. If I don't want my daughter or my little girl to do when she's old, of asking expensive clothes or depending on goals to make herself beautiful or I don't care her. Why she's young? I will not allow her to expose to toys who carry such things and values that is not from the Bible. If I don't want my child to fight and quarrel, I should not allow him or bring him toys that bring such things into his life. Guns, weapons. These are the things we need to avoid. There are other type of toys that is so spread now in the market. Ugly looking toys, ugly looking, like dragons, like aliens. These are ugly figure. Ugly figure animals or giants. It is not a human figure and it is not animal figure. It is mixed. It is so gross. Ugly and fearful looking. What are these? Let us read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18. You know, the market now so much like these toys. And the children will try to imitate what these toys are doing. Ugly faces, ugly looking, ugly behavior. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 18. We will read some scripture. And verse 9 to verse 12 to verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 to 13. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interpret omens, engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or he is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. Hear what he say. Do not imitate the detestable ways of the nations. God was speaking to the Israelites that the land that you enter, when you settle there, do not imitate what the previous nation they were doing. They were offering their children to fire, and we had explained that when we don't protect our children and shelter them, we are throwing them into harms and hazards, into temptation and sin, and finally into the hell of fire. And the other point here, he speak about practices of divination, sorcery, interpret omens, engage in witchcraft. Speak about witchcraft. Everyone agree that witchcraft is sin and we should not involve, and we should not allow children to involve in such things. One of the manifestations of witchcraft is the fortune teller, the horoscope. These all are types of witchcraft, of magics. But what is the relation between these things that we are speaking about, the toys, and about magic? The toys that they are ugly shape and look like giants or like dragons, with ugly faces. These are not human or animal faces or animal figures. These are demonic figures who had created these things, people, out of their imagination or inspiration. They had made these things, they had created these things. Who inspired them? If they are born again a Christian, if they have set their heart to follow God, they would not create such kind of toys. These are devil inspiration. It's like a witchcraft. Now, we don't follow or practice witchcraft, but when we allow these toys who carry magic thoughts and magic figure and magic inspiration that came all from the devil into our houses, then our children will be spoiled. They will have anxiety, fear, and some even of these toys would have demonic names. Some of these names are demonic, and when our child will call the toys, the demons will come and enter him. And who allows this? We as a parent, we go to the market and we buy them, we spend money on them. Love the Lord your heart with all, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. But your labor and your hard work, you go and with your own money that you labor to get it, and buy such demonic, ugly toys, and bring them to your house, like you are bringing rats and cockroach and snakes, and fill your house with. God called us to protect our children. The mind and the thought of the child is very important. And we are responsible with the input is to protect this important and sensitive area in the body of our children, their mind. Their mind is very important. You know, when we allow our children to be exposed to TVs, internet, electronic games, going out with friends, public schools, and whatever thoughts of teachers or schools that is contradict the word of God, or what they have received input from their colleagues in the schools, that will affect their minds. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. You say, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. These are the things all our children are exposing to thoughts or input. Out of these things, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent or praiseworthy, we are accountable to control the input to the mind of our children, to control what they see, what they hear, and with what people they are intermingled. We as adults, born again and sanctified, we are called to have self-control in the way of what we think. We are accountable to control our thinking. But our children, they cannot control their thinking. They are not accountable before God, but they will be tortured with what rubbish things will enter their mind, of what they see, of what they hear, of what they receive from their interaction with the people around them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5 and 6, he says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. What you say here? We demolish argument, that is all in the mind. Argument and the pretension and tension in the mind of our children that set itself against the knowledge of God. With all that we have spoken that corrupt their mind, these are against the knowledge of God. We need to take captive of these things, control them, and make it obedient to Christ. We need to remove these thoughts from the minds of our children. How we remove it? We need to filter out the atmosphere that they are living in, of what they see, they hear, and with whom they are interacting of people. In verse 6 he says, and we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Why children becoming disobedient? It is not their fault. It is the parent force who allow them to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they put them into wrong atmosphere. And what the things they see, the things they hear, and with whom people they intermingle, they will get the input of all bad things. And that will benefit it in their life as an act of disobedience. The child will be punished, but there will be no correction, because the input that is coming into his life is a wrong input. Who need to obey first? The parents. We need to obey first. We need to close TVs. We need to not to watch bad programs, movies, dramas, songs. Even we need to filter the toys, removing Facebooks, not allowing our children to surf on the net. They cannot handle what is there. All this will bring rubbish to their mind. We need to obey from this day on. The thought of our child, we should make the atmosphere of that thought godly. It is in our hand. Removing all this temptation from them. Friends, TVs, internet, electronic games. And change the atmosphere to godly atmosphere in the house. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 2, he say, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Paul was speaking to the Philippian church. He say, make my joy complete, make me happy. How they will make him happy? He gives them the way. being like-minded, the same mind, the same thought. Me, as I committed myself to follow God, I want my child or my children to make my joy complete. How they will make my joy complete? To be like-minded of me. What is in my mind, I need it to be in the mind of my child. Then, how I can do that? As I obey God, I teach my child to obey the Lord the same. What I do, my child will do. What I avoid, my child should avoid. Then he will be like-minded. My child will not be like-minded. If you will go with the friends outside, if you will go to a public school and teachers will influence him, and colleagues will also influence him, he will not be like-minded if he is addicted to TV or having electronic games. He will not be like-minded and he has toys that are guns and weapons. Should we not be like-minded if she have toys that teach her worldly things? She will not be like-minded. We need to nurture the thoughts and the mind of our children. We need to be careful. What is going inside them? Is that important? Sit with the Lord, and the Lord will show you what are the things that you need to throw away, to cut off, to go out from your house, from the atmosphere of your child, so that his thought will be noble, praiseworthy, excellent, admirable, godly, and he'll be like-minded. The mind of Christ should be there in the thoughts of our children. Let us kneel down at the feet of the Lord, asking him to help us to be discerning, to see what are the things that we really need to remove from our children's atmosphere, hands, thoughts, in front of their eyes, from their ears. Things need to be clear up and clean up, so that they will be grow up in the right spiritual atmosphere. They will have the right spiritual food to get the right education and raise up to know God, to know his word, to know his ways, and they will have the skill to work in the future and to be self-controlled, alert, well guarded and well equipped for every work of God, leading godly families and raising godly children. Lord, help us. Help each and every parent. Help your church. Help me, Lord, that every one of us will do his best, Lord, to shelter our children that you entrust to us. Lord, as we kneel down at your feet, we acknowledge our weakness, and we desire your grace and your mercy and your power and your direction, that you will go on forward to do your work and your will. O Lord, I pray the message will inspire many parents to follow you and walk faithfully in your ways. Lord, I pray you help every couple who set their heart to do your work and your will. Those who are willing to abide, you help them. And help us as a church to help them also so that they will get fully delivered from the schemes of devil and to walk faithfully and their children in your ways. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, in Jesus' name. Amen.